From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The government releases unemployment numbers for June later this morning, and there's plenty of debate about what the figures will show. NPR's Jack Spear explains that while economists will be looking for signs the economic recovery has taken hold, just as many people are concerned about the possibility things could turn negative again.
While the Labor Department report is expected to show a loss of temporary census jobs, economists are forecasting a rise in private sector hiring. The estimate is around 112,000 private sector jobs were created last month. Sungwon Son is an economist at the Smith School at California State University. He is less optimistic, and he says some of the millions of jobs lost since the start of the recession aren't coming back.
We've had a significant setbacks in this recession in construction and manufacturing, and many of those jobs are going to be gone.
Son is looking for a number more like 50,000 new private sector jobs. Most analysts are forecasting a slight rise in the unemployment rate to 9.8%. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama and Vice President Biden are to attend the memorial service for the late West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd in the state capital, Charleston, today. Byrd died at age 92 Monday, the longest-serving senator in U.S. history. As his casket returned to Charleston, thousands of people turned out for a processional to the state house, among them West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin.
My thoughts are the same as every other West Virginian. We've lost a hero. We lost a giant that will never be replaced, and shoes will never be filled. We're just following in his footsteps as we're doing right now.
Byrd's long life included being sent to live with an uncle and aunt and being renamed after his mother died, working in a variety of manual trades, joining and later renouncing the Ku Klux Klan, filibustering the Civil Rights Act, apologizing for that, and then becoming one of the most stalwart defenders of the Constitution in the Senate. A federal district court judge could rule by the end of the month on whether a lawsuit against the new health overhaul law can proceed. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the state of Virginia is challenging the law's constitutionality.
The oral arguments in Richmond are the first of several lawsuits to be heard by a judge. Virginia attorney Ken Cuccinelli, who filed the suit, says he wants the part of the law requiring most people to have health insurance struck down. If it's allowed to stand, he said after the hearing.
Then Congress will have been granted a virtually unlimited power to order you to buy anything.
Justice Department officials, however, say the mandate is a key element of the law that makes the rest of the new health care structure work and that Congress has ample legal authority to require it. They want the case thrown out. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Richmond.
A judge in New York has granted bail to one person the U.S. accuses of spying for Russia. U.S. investigators say they suspect 11 people overall in the spying scandal. This is NPR News. Canada is now in its last year of a military mission in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is firm that Canada will not extend its mission. Dan Karpinchuk reports officials say Canada will leave a lasting legacy of aid and development in Afghanistan.
When Ottawa decided in 2008 on a firm withdrawal date of mid-2011, it also decided on three specific areas to target aid and development. The first was to rebuild the Dala Dam in the heart of Kandahar's Argandab district. Other projects high on the list included building schools and vaccinating local people against polio. Of those projects, the dam has been the highlight at a cost of $50 million. And now, after 3 years, that dam is beginning to channel badly needed water into the once dried up fields of Argandab. Canada has about 2,800 soldiers in Afghanistan, most of them in Kandahar. 150 have been killed since the mission began. Officials in Ottawa say when the troops pull out by next July, Canada will still have a support role in Afghanistan, but that has yet to be clearly defined. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Anger continues to rise in Louisiana as some beaches and marshes are soaked with oil for a second time after Tropical Storm Alex pushed it ashore. Governor Bobby Jindal calls the battle to clean up the oil equivalent to war. He says all the available oil-skimming boats are not being deployed to the oil spill area and where the oil is running, and he's incensed about it.
One of the things you do when you're in a war, if you've got resources that are effective, you deploy them. It makes no sense to have skimmers out there that could be working that aren't working because of some kind of bureaucracy.
Jindal says sand berms designed to protect Grand Terre Island and Elmer's Island from oil did work as designed when Hurricane Alex swept through. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.